This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, May 4th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag tax credit bill stalls. The new Colorado River plan. U.S. and EU trade tensions are spiking. And commerce to speed Russian phosphate review. Democrat leaders last week killed two tax credit proposals designed to support agriculture, citing mounting fiscal pressures and competing budget priorities. AB 2427 and AB 2192, they were among a slate of tax measures halted by the committee, drawing criticism from Republican lawmakers who had backed the bills as cost relief tools for growers. The two measures had sought to create a productive tax credit for farmers and expand a sales tax exemption for farm equipment. Committee Chair Mike Gibson of Carson framed the decision as a part of a broader effort to manage the state's budget outlook, noting that a collection of bills passing through the committee would have collectively reduced revenues by up to $8.7 billion annually. Gibson acknowledged the bills were, quote, well-intended and that affordability is top of everyone's mind, but cautioned that tax credits are still a form of spending. He added that lawmakers must be, quote, thoughtful and strategic, giving a projected multi-year deficit. Assembly Republicans blasted the move, saying Democrats had, quote, killed cost of living relief and cited nine other GOP bills the committee had also blocked from advancing. The move came soon after the Senate committee called for a high-profile tax credit proposal to ease ag overtime costs for farm employers. A new Colorado River proposal from Arizona, California, and Nevada could translate into additional conservation demands and funding opportunities for California agriculture over the next 2 years. The plan, unveiled on Friday, calls for more than 3.2 million acre feet in water savings through 2028, including expanded conservation and on top of existing reduction commitments. For California, that could mean a 13% reduction in Colorado River use in 2027 and 2028, with details on how cuts are split between cities and farms still to be negotiated. Agriculture will be central to those reductions. Farmers use about 3/4 of the river's water, and recent conservation efforts have relied heavily on federal payments to growers who temporarily fallow land. Imperial Valley farmers who depend entirely on the river are likely to be most affected. Local leaders signed cautious support, emphasizing the need for funding and protections. Imperial Irrigation District Board Chair Karen Eugenio pointed to the urgency of stabilizing the system, while Director Alice Carneas stress conservation must come with support and safeguards for agriculture and the Salton Sea. Jamie Hamby, chair of the Colorado River Board of California, said the plan delivers real action and measurable water conditions. John Entsminger, who oversees the operations of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, emphasized moving from ideas to implementation as drought conditions persist. Transatlantic trade relations are fraying once more. That after Donald Trump on Friday accused the European Union of failing to live up to last year's deal and vowed to impose higher car tariffs. European Union is not complying with our fully agreed to trade deal, Trump wrote on social media Friday. Next week, I will be increasing tariffs charged to the European Union for cars and trucks coming into the United States. Trump said he would raise the duties from 15% to 25%. However, no order had yet been issued, and follow through on recent tariff threats has been patchy, including as yet unfulfilled vow to raise the global tariff to 15%. The deal has been on shaky ground over frustrations from the U.S. side on the pace of implementation, European Union opposition to the Iran war. Europeans are feeling jilted, though. In his own post to X, Bernd Lange, the top lawmaker on the EU Parliament International Trade Committee, called the threat, quote, unacceptable. He noted that Parliament recently approved the U.S. deal, and it is making its way through the legislative process. While the EU delivers, the U.S. side keeps breaking its commitments, he said. Now take note, in addition to potentially higher vehicle tariffs, a large portion of EU metals imports are also likely to face higher tariffs from recent tweaks to U.S. duties, Political EU reported last week, further rankling EU officials. The Commerce Department will expedite the 5-year review of countervailing duties applied to Russian phosphate fertilizer, but Morocco will proceed at the normal pace. In a filing on the International Trade Administration's portal last week, Commerce said it has not received adequate responses from the interested parties in the Russian case. Accordingly, it plans to issue the final results in another 4 months. The department received an adequate substantive response to parties in the Morocco case, and they'll conduct a full review. Full 5-year reviews can take almost a year for initiation. In Morocco's case, the review kicked off in February. The preliminary results in a separate countervailing duty probe involving fresh mushrooms from California will also be delayed, Commerce said last week. Commerce extended the deadline for preliminary findings by 50 days at the request of the petitioner in the case, the Fresh Mushroom Fair Trade Coalition. Here's today's final word. Everyone always likes to say, oh, farmers are so resilient, and they are. But gosh, there's only so much people can take before they just throw in the towel. That's Stephen Federoli, who directs policy advocacy at the California Farm Bureau, in a Capital Weekly panel discussion last week on affordability. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, May 4th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.